was to surrender, us to surrender. But I could go all night right here between their crossfires. Send them up a message. I send a message. Say, give it up, give it up.
We've got no place to go. Caught up in the rodeo. Oh no, please God, tell me we're dreaming. We've got nowhere to run. They've all got loaded guns. Oh no, please God, tell me we're dreaming. Hello, radio listeners. This is Ryan, whose last name is too complicated to say over the air, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Hours of Pun, the collegiate freeform music hour that pretends to be a public radio talk show. It is a beautiful day, the sun is bright, and I have not had enough coffee. Let's get started. Today's theme is the Dour Hour. We're going to be playing some songs which might be a little on the sad side, which might make you consider what it means to be happy, what it means to be serious. Of course, when we say dour, we're talking about the dour Puritans. We're talking about a dour mood. We're talking about a dour feeling on a sunny Sunday afternoon, when you realize that you have not begun your Spanish homework. Some of these I personally know, and some of them I am working on. Anyway, as we begin this wonderful journey of college freeform radio, I want to thank you, all of our wonderful listeners, for tuning in. Please do not change the station when you hear my first song.
Sober, felt 10 years older, but forget it was something to do. I'm living out in LA. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really knowing why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. Never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing. Stuck up on that stage singing. I get along with old timers cause my name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl, no, cause as soon as the sun comes up I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. But the truth is I can't open up. Now you don't wanna be high like me, Never really knowing why, like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this. Never knowing who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing. Stuck up on that stage singing. How to make it, cause we're getting real impatient. So I looked him in the eye and said, you don't wanna be high like me. Never really knowing why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this. Never knowing who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing. Stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, that I know are sad souls. Sad souls. Darling, no. That I know are sad souls.
Wonderful. That was Mike. I believe his last name is pronounced Posner. Posner. It was Mike something with I Took a Pill in Ibiza. That was the acoustic clean version. If you'll notice at the beginning of that track, there was a very glaring area in which it had to be cleaned up slightly to be playable on the radio. However, if you did not notice that, then who am I to point it out? Hopefully we're getting a slight bit of an idea what we mean by the dour hour. What it means to be dour, that was Mike Posner being incredibly dour, as he is wont to be. That song is much more depressing when you hear the acoustic version that does not have all of the happy dancey other things. Now, our next song is a bit of a cultural piece and requires some sort of introduction. The Goze were a group of blind women in Edo period Japan, Edo period, that is my bad, who would travel around singing and sometimes giving massages to entertain the Japanese population and to support themselves. It was considered a form of charity to support these artists. And oftentimes they would sing very sad songs. These sad songs were known as kudoki. They were sung in a 7-7 syllable meter, and they would often be sung to the same tune. Now, this next song, I will freely admit, I do not know what it is called, nor do I know the name of the singer, which is going to make it fairly difficult for me to log it on our station lists. However, I believe that it is a phenomenal example of this genre, and I am very excited to play it for you. Despite the theme of our show, I believe that a certain level of excitement, at least excitement in the dour, might be allowable. Anyway, here is an unnamed artist singing an unnamed song, and unnamed only because I cannot read Japanese syllables. Enjoy.
来世上来一つ大場所はぼくになら泣く泣きの山海藻な湯へペンテンさまよ振られ振られて函館立てば浜ならいそう荒やも過ぎてお様渡って追いっぺにかかりゃついに見えたよ松前城下
Wonderful. I hope that we all enjoyed that song. Now, these songs often tell the story of love suicides, double suicides, or other such sad tales. And in that period of Japan, it was considered an art form to be very sad, among other things, of course. The Japanese have a very diverse culture. Our next song is bringing it back home a little bit. This is our own Princess of Dower from the United States. This is Lana Del Rey. I hope you enjoy.
Spend the blue.
Wonderful. That was Lana Del Rey with The Blackest Day. And you are listening to Hours of Pun. This is the Dour Hour. We are focusing on all things dour, all things sad. And I thought it would be interesting to give a brief history of the etymology of the word. Now, the word dour means many things, but we are taking it on this program to mean either serious and unfriendly, or, because it is much easier to find music in this vein, silent and gloomy. So many of our artists are going to be very gloomy today. And I also thought it would be interesting to talk about the pronunciation of the word dour, because it turns out that I may be pronouncing it incorrectly, and in fact, our show may not have a rhyming theme. That is because, apparently, more than 60% of Americans pronounce the word doer, rhyming with tour. Now, I do not know if I have ever heard someone use the phrase this way. However, that does not mean that this online source, which is grammarphobia.com, is incorrect. It simply means that it is inconsistent with my personal outlook on life and my experiences, and I would be interested to know if it is consistent with anyone else's. Who says Dur? It just sounds strange, the Dur hour. Regardless, I'd like to read a PSA on mental health, which should be consistent with the Dour theme that we're trying to create. So, ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? All right. Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatdifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. All right, now let's get back into it. Dour can mean a lot of different things, and so far we've heard from a lot of people who seem to be angsty or sad for some reason. However, we have not heard the true epitomization of this concept, and I think that it bears some addressing. So here is Mad Season bringing us the grunge take on the Dour Hour. Enjoy. We'll be right back. wonderful. Those were, in order, Mad Season with I Don't Know Anything. And following that up was Magical Clouds. That's Magical with a J and Clouds with a Z. They are cool exactly like that. Magical Clouds with Bugs Don't Buzz. And if you are just tuning in, this is the radio show Hours of Pun, which I realize is a phenomenal name. And this week we are doing the Dour Hour. So those were some very dour songs. Those were some very different yet equally depressing takes and life outlooks. Our next artist is actually a Tufts alumni. She graduated in 1987, and in 2004, she was given an honorary doctorate from Tufts University for her work in social activism. Now, this artist, of course, is Tracy Chapman, and here is a studio version of her titular and most famous single. Enjoy.
Somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Is too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
your friends and you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Thank you. I am lost.
Wonderful. That was Tracy Chapman with the studio version of her song Fast Car, followed by The Irrepressibles with In This Shirt, both of which very much fit with our theme if you're just now joining us, which is the Dour Hour. Once again, you are listening to Hours of Pun on WMFO Medford 91.5. Here is a PSA asking for money. Or something. Honestly, I am trying to find it. It is not working. It's gone somehow. What is going on? Anyway, I will jump right into the next thing and then ask you for money. So, 50 years ago, in 1963, more than 50 years ago, the number one song in America for 3 weeks was known as Sukiyaki, a song sung by Kyu Sakamoto. Now, this song actually is called Ue o Muite Aroku, which means, loosely, I look up when I walk. And the follow-up to that is I look up when I walk to keep the tears from falling down my face. So this is something to bear in mind when you listen to this song. Although it seems very happy, it is in actuality very dour. It's expressing a sadness that the young population of Japan felt at the time in their protest efforts not being seen or recognized or responded to by the Japanese government. But it's also a look forward to the future, Japan's future, as well as a dour, sad, reflective look backward. I hope you enjoy it.
Ooh.
の夜悲しみを星の影に悲しみを月の影に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜一人ぼっちの夜
Hello, this is Ryan again. I have a bit of a confession to make. I was never really properly trained in the arts of operating this soundboard, and as such, I have absolutely no idea how to play the donations PSAs, which are apparently up on my computer as we speak. So instead of playing a PSA, I will simply ask you to support financially Freeform Public Radio. I am not entirely sure what else the PSA would go on to say, but if you simply donate, it does not matter. Please give a gift of your money to us. Thank you. Now, our next song, we're getting to the end of our program, so we're going to be looking at one more dour artist who might be dour in even a slightly different way than we have seen so far. Once again, you are listening to The Dour Hour. I am Ryan. This is Hours of Pun, which is, I know, a phenomenal name. Thank you. Enjoy. This is Rocket to the Sky with On Cherry Tree Song.
To tree. Now I wait for you to grow, you to grow.
To the sky with On Cherry Tree Song. Very beautiful, but also very dour, as is consistent with our weekly theme. Now we have one more song for you in this hour of fun and or pun. You see what I did there? Very, very witty. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. You're welcome, Ryan. Anyway, our last song will hopefully, if you have been with us for the full hour, snap you out of this dour funk which we may have accidentally placed upon you. I know for myself that I have personally gotten into a dour funk in the last hour, but this is a very happy song for being so dour. It is about going through loss and then coming out the other side better for it. At the same time, it is very electric remixy, so I'm not sure that we would be able to appreciate the subtle nuances. However, here is, I believe, Pecking Duck, okay, with High featuring Nicole Miller. Enjoy.
All that you give is what you sought to live for. Stuck in a phase, misguided by mistakes. Your addictive poison is dragging me down. Trying to swim out, I'm stuck, you're watching me drown. Lying away, the colors don't fade from the tears on my face. I've let you slip away. I can kiss you.
is dragging me down, trying to swim out. I'm stuck, you're watching me.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMF.